As you can try to use internet stocks. David, welcome.
Okay, let's go.
Just in a matter of a week, 10 days' time, some of the big players in China, like Sohu and Baidu, have seen their stocks go up 9%, 15%. What's behind these phenomenal rises?
There's just huge innovation in China. There is unbelievable hunger for success by some very creative entrepreneurs. The government is 100% behind it, which makes all the difference in China. And the audience is there. I mean, I'm not sure what the exact number in China is, but estimates are 120 to 140 million PCs in China. A very large percentage of the Chinese population doesn't even use their own PC. They use internet cafes to go on the internet. I am sure that you're in the 200 to 300 million minimum population on the Chinese internet, and albeit their income is not what we would consider high by American standards, but their purchasing power is growing very rapidly. The advertising market in China for the internet is exploding. So it's really kind of like the next bubble in a way, or it's the enthusiasm for the Chinese internet is kind of at the place where the American internet was in 1998-99, I would say.
You mentioned that the government is behind this 100%, which is really interesting because for so many years we've heard that the Chinese government perceived the internet as a threat, that they censor people who are looking at Falun Gong or looking at issues about Taiwan or issues about the Dalai Lama. How can they square that circle? How can they be in favor of the internet growth as a business but still be afraid of it as a political device?
I think the way they're managing it is that the companies don't want to alienate the government, and they're basically towing the line. In fact, there is extensive communication pretty much at all times between all the major Chinese internet companies and the government. And they don't even have to really take orders from the government. They've internalized it sufficiently that they know where the lines are. And I'll tell you something else. The ordinary Chinese person doesn't really care to read about the Falun Gong or the Dalai Lama. I'm sorry to say that, but I really don't think that they do. The average Chinese internet surfer takes the view that their information access is so much greater than it ever was without the internet that even if they can't see everything, they are way better than they were when all they had were government-sponsored newspapers that were much more censored, frankly, than the internet could ever be.
You use the comparison of America in 98-99, which suggests that we could be in a situation with a bubble.
The stocks are at huge multiples right now. But that's also a function of the Chinese stock market in general. The Chinese stock market is in a bubble by many opinions, and had a hiccup a couple weeks ago and dropped like 5% in a day, as I recall. And the internet companies are leading a lot of the markets there. So in that way, it is kind of like the late 90s. I think, though, when you have an economy that's growing 11% year over year, which I don't believe any country in the world has ever done before, and its economy of that scale, maybe you can sustain some pretty high PEs for quite a while because there's just so damn much economic activity.
Okay, great. Thanks.